Well, let's talk more about the science behind this recommendation and the practicality of it. And for that, we're joined by Dr. Nahid Bhadelia. She's an infectious disease physician and associate professor at the Boston University School of Medicine. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
Yes. So this new guidance would or could incentivize people to get vaccinated, but could it also have the opposite effect? How will we even know who's vaccinated and who's not?
Yeah, Tanya, I think the science is pretty strong in terms of the fact that the vaccinated, fully vaccinated folks are less likely to get infected. When they get infected, they're less likely to get severely infected, and they're much, much less likely to transmit to others. And so the CDC's guidance makes sense in terms of the activities that the vaccinated can do. The trouble, as you said, is that there's a difference between the guidance itself and the policymaking around it, because the concern is that in a world where mask mandates go away, it's not really the vaccinated that are a threat to others. The question is that there might be a proportion of unvaccinated that also drop their masks. And they are the folks that are a threat to other people who are unvaccinated, as well as those who are vaccinated but maybe immunocompromised, and hence their response and their protection may not be as high as other people. And so what I'm hoping might happen is that states can take this guidance and translate it into something that links it to the number of people in the community that are vaccinated, you know, a certain number of adults who may already have received their first dose, maybe it's 60-70%. And maybe it's also the prevalence of the disease, maybe it's like 5 to 10 cases per 100,000 or something. Because what that does is that when you take those mask mandates away, it reduces the chance that even if there is an unvaccinated person who's infected, that you'll encounter them.
Well, let's break this down a little bit, because you said hopefully the states will take this recommendation and then use it in the policy. But we have seen throughout this pandemic that that has been a challenge. Many states have been on different pages with federal guidelines and recommendations. So with this CDC guidance now up against some state guidelines, there are also businesses who can still say no mask, no service. Isn't there a risk that this recommendation could put business owners in a bind or muddle state requirements?
I think that we have to sort of tease apart, because as you said, there are so many states with such varying policies around and mask mandates. I think about half the states have already dropped their indoor mask mandates. And so those states have already changed their ruling. In some ways, the pressure has already been in the businesses in those states to enforce the masks. I think that's where it's going to bring up the struggle for businesses in those states in particular, where there might be high case rates and how they manage this, because, you know, their options are going to be either require a mask of everyone or figure out a way that they're going to validate somebody's vaccination status. And as you know, there's a lot of discussion of how we, you know, navigate things like vaccine passports while still keeping equity and you know, keeping privacy. And so that's an ongoing question. I think these types of guidance are helpful for states that currently have indoor mask mandates. And in those states, I think that the way the states can make it easier for businesses, as I said, is to benchmark it against some level of community disease activity and vaccination rates, because that way, even if the businesses are having trouble potentially enforcing, you know, policies, the chances are that there's less likely to be an outbreak within those indoor settings.
And I know that you say the science is clear, but can fewer masks increase the risk of breakthrough infections? They're rare, but they do happen. We just heard about 8 members of the New York Yankees testing positive for COVID after receiving the vaccine.
What we're talking about is fully vaccinated people. 2 weeks after your last dose leads to a high level of immunity. What we don't know is that when people who are fully vaccinated end up getting breakthrough infections, you know, particularly those that are asymptomatic infections, the science that's missing is whether or not they even have enough virus to pose a threat to others. That data is missing. You know, many people, including myself, suspect that the amount of virus in people who are vaccinated who get breakthrough infections is probably lower than people who are unvaccinated. And so that hasn't been proven yet. The stakes are lower if more people are vaccinated and if there's less disease activity in the community. I do want to say one thing, though. There is a difference between legal mandates and personal choice and personal decisions. And I think that, you know, we've been through one very hard ear. And it would make total sense to me if people still wanted to hang on to the mask even after they're vaccinated, mm-hmm. particularly if they have people who are vulnerable at home. If that's what makes you feel comfortable as we get into a community level of community vaccination that's higher, I think that's a personal choice.
It's a personal choice. Those are the times when wearing a mask would seem appropriate, when you're with folks who may be at higher risk. What about for kids under 12 who can't get vaccinated yet? They should still keep wearing masks as well.
That's a tough thing, and it's going to be interesting to see what states require, because the picture of a classroom where the teacher is vaccinated and is unmasked and kids that are masked is kind of an odd one, right? And what we need to remember is that throughout this pandemic, the cases among kids have reflected community activity and transmission. And that's yet another reason why I think that, attaching or dropping indoor mask mandates related to case levels and vaccination rates is another way that we can make it safer for children who aren't yet vaccinated.
Dr. Naheed Bhadelia is an infectious disease physician and associate professor at the Boston University School of Medicine. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.